The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It is a wild Wednesday here on Daily Pop. Thanks for joining us. We've got a new Housewives feud, a sexy surprise guest for Kim and Justin. You guys are going to like this one. And a crazy story that might change the way you think about breakfast forever. But first, Khloe Kardashian's relationship is under fire. Here's what went down. Scott wrote, "Tristan is a lucky man" on a sexy pic of Khloe that Khloe posted, and then Khloe got very upset because even though things are going great between her and Tristan, she's worried about what everyone else thinks. Take a look.
Ooh, yeah.
He doesn't want to feel like you're embarrassed of him still.
For me, it's like, I don't want my peers, people that I love and respect, to look at me and be like, "Oh, this bitch." But that's why when all this outside noise is not around me, we are great.
I've always been incredibly vulnerable and so open with the show, with my life. Recently, I would say I'm really affected by what people have to say about my relationship. Like, I'm not even able to make up my own mind because I'm so flooded with everyone else's opinions or criticisms.
Mmm.
Oh, well, first of all, I don't know if it's me, but what he said, was that a little creepy? To say that to your sister-in-law?
To say, oh.
No.
I'm sorry, he's a...
No,
it's the intention
Tristan
behind it.
Tristan is a lucky man.
He's a...
I mean, Scott and Khloe, I think, have that relationship where it's not creepy, if it was... my brother-in-law, that would be unusual.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law doesn't talk to me like Scott.
Kind of
relationship. Yeah.
So if you're in Khloe's position, could you black out all the noise and do what you feel is right for you, or do you worry about what everyone else thinks?
You know what's really interesting? You know, I don't have 100 million people following me and weighing in on my decisions in life, but I will say, you know that one friend who always picks the wrong guy? And, like, doesn't admit it. Yeah. The minute that friend tells me, "Ooh, I think you made a bad choice," that's when I sober up and I think, ooh, if you're telling me that this dude is bad after you've dated every man out of Hades, you know, for the last, like, 6 years, that's when I kind of start to say, okay, maybe this is not right for me. But for me, I date and I love and I sit next to the person who I think is best for me, and I always do it for me.
Okay, I get it. But, Khloe, look, listen here. go ahead and jump in with Tristan. I'm just telling you, I'm an OG. I've been there. And then you're going to look back and you're going to say, "I should have really fought for Tristan. I should have stayed in it. He's a good-looking man. He's made some mistakes. You got a kid with him. You probably get another one. Go on and stay in there. Don't jump ship yet." I say go ahead and work it out. And Tristan, I'll call him or I'll tweet him or something, and I'm going to tell him, get himself stuff together.
Can I be brutally honest here? And I don't want to get in trouble.
Uh-oh.
But
say it. It's the last season. It's the last season. It's going to be great.
The reason why the haters are bothering Khloe this time around is because she is embarrassed of Tristan. She's embarrassed of what he's done to her, not once, but twice. And the reason why it bothers her more than anything is because she has the doubts in her head already. And I think she's admitting that. I think she's saying, like, listen, like, normally I can block everybody out, but I can't because they're speaking that, you know, you got your angel over here that says the good things and your angel over here that says, like, you can't trust this guy, you can't trust this guy. And when she's got the world backing this one, he can tell her all the stuff he wants, but this is still in her head.
Yeah, but the reason is because she's not owning it. Let's be real. Because we know women who have gone back to men who have cheated on them, and they say, you know what? Get it all out right now. We're back together. Get it all out. While you can. Come on. It's going to be old news tomorrow. Yeah. But the fact that she isn't owning him and isn't owning the fact that they're back in a relationship still has people questioning it, and it's prolonging that process. Yeah. So I think what Scott is saying is right. Just own it and let us say our piece for 2 days, and then we're all gonna move on.
You think we're gonna move on?
I think we're gonna move on.
I think the fact that we're even seeing Tristan more this particular season, and listen, the little glimpses I'm seeing of him, like he's a nice guy and everything, but I just keep seeing like you're a baby. Like,
Beyonce,
he seems so young.
Young that he needs to go ahead and sow those wild oats. Just get it on out, Tristan.
Y'all.
And he's cute and he's a basketball player. Not that I would get with him, Chloe, and cheat or anything like that. But until you say y'all are together, you're opening up. Tristan can go have his fun and women are gonna be after him. Chloe, you got to shut it down. You got to admit
because Tristan is my man,
and I will cut you.
Exactly.
Because you're right, because otherwise...
Exactly. That's
what is Tristan saying? What's Tristan's in total limbo, right? Tristan's like, so if I do go kiss another girl, well, that's going to totally ruin everything, but you're not going to also be with me, so where am I supposed to... Like, are you going to be with me or not?
Well, like, first of all, Tristan, stop doing it in public. Like in the VIP room, off in the cut, there's cameras everywhere. You know, stop doing your dirt in public. That's number one. I can't stand dumb men.
Rambles.
Well, he's young. That's what I'm saying. He's young. So she has to have a little part of her that is always going to be guessing, second guessing him, I think. Keeping Up with the Kardashians airs Thursdays on E! All right, did Bethany Frankel intentionally steal the spotlight from her former Real Housewives co-stars? News broke yesterday that Bethany is engaged. Happened to be on the same day that a wild new trailer for the Real Housewives of New York dropped.
His d*** is bigger than his balls.
That's honestly what we really need.
Okay, here we go. Leo, here we go.
Damn, girl. And class. Where did it all go?
In with the love.
You're a fucking hoe. You're a hoe. You're a hoe. You're a hoe. Biggest hoes ever.
Oh my God.
I just realized that not one of the Real Housewives of New York is a housewife. They're all divorced.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's why she was saying that.
That's why she went ahead. By the way, proudest moment for her. She pulled that petty lever, and she did it with a 20-carat ring. Way to go, Bethany Frankel. That's the way
to
do it.
Let's look at these. We've got the photos of Bethany wearing the massive engagement ring. A source tells Page Six the Housewives were upset because they think Bethany timed that way on purpose. But let's just look at the ring for a second.
Whoa.
Of course she did it.
Experts are saying that it is worth between $3.25 million
$3.25 million to $2.5 million That's like saying you do dates between January and April. Like,
no, it's,
what kind
it's
of experts
ridiculous.
Are this?
Wait, yeah,
I'm excited
again?
For Bethany. You know, I love Bethany Frankel, known her for quite some time. And I feel like, you know, she went through a really bad divorce. She was sad for a while. Then her divorce was final in 2016. She's not a good single person. She likes to be in love. She likes to be in a relationship. So I'm happy for her. Now, the timing...
Come on.
Was genius.
Thank
but,
you.
But
thank
this,
you.
Because I don't think she did it, like, intentional.
Are you crazy?
But, I mean, think about it. It's a good
thing. She would have done her hair better.
Yeah,
I'm not
think
even
she
being mean. Bethany
up.
Frankel's always put together. That's not like I'm about
always
to get
put together.
Hair.
By the way,
Bethany is always put together.
She went ahead and she let the cat out of the bag walking off the beach. Wet with that diamond ring. It is 45 degrees in the Hamptons. Who is in the water right now? Nobody is in the water, okay? This was petty lever realness. I'm here for it.
But how could she control the exact timing of when they're going to take the picture, when they're going to sell it to
and
news outlets, and when
it's
going to get released? That's, you know.
Carissa, haven't I told you this already?
I don't know
people
about that.
People call the paparazzi on themselves
all the time. Oh, I understand
the
paparazzi, but how do they plan the timing of when the news outlets are going to get the photo and
let me,
release
absolutely.
It?
Let
and
me
release.
Let you know something right now, sister.
Who's
you
petty can, is, you can the paparazzi's fart, petty. That's who's petty.
Right? You can fart on a street and they're going to report the news because nothing's going on right now.
True.
The pandemic has taken everybody away. So if the paparazzi are getting the photo on a Monday, guess what? It's running on Tuesday because we have nothing else.
Well, that ring. I'm glad. Who cares when she let it out? All right.
I had that ring on the beach, that's for sure. But what if it, like, falls off?
No, I'm just sad. Did you hear what the woman called? I don't know if I can repeat that, but she did say, you're a hoe, you're a hoe, you're a hoe, you're a hoe. I was like, that was pretty good. That was, like, the best trailer ever. But Bethany beat you with the $2 million ring.
Yeah. All right.
You guys can't call anybody else.
WTF story of the day. Podcaster Jensen Karp is going viral for allegedly finding shrimp tails in his cereal. Jensen, who is married to Boy Meets World actress Danielle Fishel, wrote to the Cinnamon Toast Crunch account on Twitter, asking them to identify the strange pieces he found in his box. The company said they were an accumulation of sugar. But then Jensen also found a bunch of weird black stuff in the bag, and I think what looked like to be floss. General Mills says they're investigating, but are confident it did not happen at their facility.
Let me let you know something right now. Let me let you know something right now.
You about to say it. I'm going to tell you right now.
You ever seen Gone Girl?
Yes.
You know in Gone Girl, when she's, like, setting up to, like, stage that the guy, like, kidnapped and raped her, and she's putting on a show for the cameras? I would be choking like the ghost of Michael Myers was after me with that tail in my throat for my Nest camera to make sure that the jury knew how much of a struggle it was to get that tail out of my throat. Okay?
Can you even imagine?
I mean, that's bad.
And I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
My son eats that.
Not anymore?
Let me tell you, Regina was on that little conveyor belt putting her cereal in the box. She was eating her lunch, and one of them tails, she had some shrimp for lunch, and then she was crossing her teeth, and it fell in, and that's what happened. I'm going to tell you right now, that was a lunch break right there at the facility.
I was really into the story, so I was looking into it. Apparently, there was tape on the bag. So they think that, and he bought it at Costco, so they think that somebody got into that bag after it left the warehouse and messed with it.
Who buys
for whatever reason.
Who buys cereal and then you see tape and open it at home? If you see tape, it's been open, you take it back to the store. I'm done. That's it. I'm done.
Or you tweet about it, and who knows, you know? That could become a good lawsuit for you.
I'm waiting for Wendy's to respond. You know Wendy's always responds to food-related incidents on Twitter, so I'm just waiting for that.
I'm done.
Well, just be looking at your cereal extra close today. Coming up, you're never gonna believe the huge star that we've been calling by the wrong name for years. Like this again.
Clarissa.
And later, we have a surprise guest joining us. Here's a clue. This person made some big headlines recently.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And I was talking to you backstage. I said, you talked to Khloe Kardashian, and you said, I'm pronouncing her name. We've all been pronouncing her name wrong
this
whole time.
Yes, it's Khloe. Khloe is the name. Chris said, yeah, that's actually really how it's pronounced.
Because there's a little
thing on top of the name. Why am I the only one that got that?
Khloe?
I got the memo.
Khloe.
Yes.
I know Chris got six kids, but I don't think she would, you know, forget a name of her child.
You know, I don't know. Andy Cohen dropped that little shocker on the Tonight Show. So I don't know if I believed it. So we did a little research to see how Khloe says her name. Check it out.
Hi, everybody. I'm Khloe Kardashian.
Oh. Okay, so she's Khloe.
Gonna go with Khloe.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to look at the old tapes way back when she first started. She might have said Khloe.
And then gave up?
And then she was just like, you know what? It's Khloe. I saw the little thing, but it's a E, Khloe. Not A, Khloe.
Huh. Okay, well, I'm gonna stick with Khloe because that's what's
Khloe.
In my head.
Right.
I know, it's hard for me to change.
I got a friend all this year, I just found out, Coco Brown, who's a comedian. I've been calling her Coco Brown. She said, my name is Coke. I said, what'd you say?
Coke. Oh, she got money now. She Coke.
I was like, Coca. Uh-huh. Coca. 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 Nicole? Okay, yeah, it's yeah. Nice. I don't know what her name is.
It's hard to change once you have been saying it for so long.
I want you to call
years.
Me Kime.
Kime.
Get out of here, Kim.
K-Y-M, Kime.
All right, Andy's show, For Real, the story of reality TV, premieres on E! Tomorrow night. All right, Kevin Hart just gave his daughter, Heaven, an $85,000 Mercedes for her 16th birthday. He threw her a very nice party with dinner, outdoor movie, family, close friends, all there, and then the surprise black G-Class Mercedes SUV waiting for her in the driveway, two big red bows on top. Would you all buy your 16-year-old an $85,000 Mercedes?
Not when the baby mama don't drive a car that good. Oh, huh? She was like, well, wait a minute, Kevin.
Where is mine?
Where is my car?
Where is mine? You know,
Tori, Tori Hart.
I think for celebrity kids, they sacrifice a lot for their parents. You know, living away from your friends, you know, when your dad's away all the time. So I feel like celebrities try to make up for it, which is, I'm not saying it's right. But what I will say is when you're a celebrity and you send your kid to the bougiest schools with the bougiest people, and the, you know, the not the insurance, the tuition is like $100,000, the kids around there are going to have a certain standard. And for them, I feel like sometimes you just gotta meet it. You can't have your only kid being the one with a hoopty.
Yeah. Right. Well,
I was the only kid with I was the only kid in my private school. When I was in public school, we were all broke. It was an even playing field.
Yeah.
It's great. When I went to private school, I was the brokest kid in the class, and it really did hurt my self-esteem that I was like the only person on the bus. And it's the pressure, and it's the not being able to compete with certain people. So do I think an $85,000 car for a 16-year-old is a good idea? Probably not, because she's probably just gonna wreck it 17 times. But at the same time, I feel like there's a certain standard that you put your daughter into when you put her in that environment.
Well, I'm glad it was an SUV and not a car, because that's a little better. And instead of her driving up in this Mercedes, like, really, it's an SUV, and he wants her to be safe. I mean, but if he really wanted to be safe, he should have bought that Tiger Woods truck.
Oh,
that's
yes.
What he shouldn't have. He really wants for safety.
Yes.
Obviously, that's the best one. But it really, at first, and I think about Kevin growing up, you want to give your kids what you couldn't have. So you got to think of the moment when Kevin did that. I know he felt real proud and excited that he could do this for his kids and for his daughter, you know, his oldest child. I was happy to see that.
Me too.
And she's a good girl and smart. So.
Yeah, it's hard because I think from the average, for us average folk, we look at that and we're saying, I can't even get an $85,000 car for myself. How can I get that for my 16-year-old? But I guess it is all relative, right, to your income. And to him, he can easily afford that. So
oh, no, you're right. When Joshua turns 16, he's getting an $85.
He's getting a Tonka truck.
Yeah, he's getting a Tonka truck.
You know what he always
says? My son will not be getting a nice car for his first time.
I didn't get one.
You say that now. You say that
now. It'll be safe, but it won't be like a Mercedes.
I didn't get it. My parents, they were bawling a little bit, and they were like, no, because they wanted me to learn a lesson.
I agree with that, because I want him to learn how to work to get, like, the car that he wants. The first car is going to be your practice car. I ain't spending a lot. I'm serious.
No, you're right.
You guys hold it to me. Let me get air conditioning in
my
car.
My kids are never going to do this. They never going to do that. First kids to walk up in Jordans. First kids to have $85,000 car.
All right, you got a point.
First kids to everything. Parents are punk bitches once they get older.
All right. Still ahead, our surprise guest will be joining us. Here's another hint. He is a hot father.
Okay. Ah! Wait, I just changed it.
And Brandi Cyrus.
No, I just changed my guess.
Are joining us live.
I just changed my guess.
You did?
Yes, I know it is.
You don't know. They're spilling Cyrus secrets next. Don't go anywhere.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Let's get right into today's Hollywood Minute. George Clooney says the best part of fatherhood is shocking his wife, Amal, like getting his kids in on the pranks. Check out this sneak peek of him tomorrow on NBC's Today Show with Hoda and Jenna, describing one of their favorite tricks involving Nutella.
You can take it, you can put it in the nappy as if it's been an accident in a nappy, and then you can put it sort of down around one of your ankles, and they hold it out like this, and she goes, oh, okay, wait, don't move, and then they take it and they eat it.
Queen Elizabeth's granddaughter, Zara, gave birth to her third child, and Sunday's delivery was chaotic. Her husband, Mike, shared on his The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly Rugby podcast that son Lucas arrived quickly on the bathroom floor. Luckily, a friend and midwife who was close by helped. They got a mat and towels on the floor just in time for baby Lucas's arrival. And Vanessa Bryant is paying a beautiful tribute to her late daughter, Gianna. Vanessa shared a photo on Instagram of her new tattoo on her upper arm that reads, Mambacita, Gianna's nickname, which was a play on husband Kobe's Black Mamba nickname. And that's your Hollywood Minute. All right, Carissa. Justin, I see you have some special guests.
Yes, we do. We are joined by Tisha Brandi Cyrus, host of the Sorry We're Stoned podcast.
Oh, my God.
I love the title.
I know, and I got to know, are you guys stoned right now?
Oh gosh, I wish. Not. You know what? No, that's not even true. I'm not a big, I don't do that in the mornings.
Nice,
I don't
nice.
Do that in the morning.
I have to ask you, how hard was it to get your mom on the California roll?
Honestly, so she's on it and I'm not.
So that's the funny whole thing.
Yes. That's amazing.
Yes, Brandy does not get stoned.
No.
Yes.
So I have to sit there.
Are we allowed to say that on here?
Yes, you can do whatever you want.
We were wondering. We were like, is there anything off limits? Because that's also a segment on our podcast.
It is a segment on our podcast.
I honestly am shocked about how open she's been about all this because for us, like for the family, like we are around her all the time when she is smoking and everything, and she's so great.
Yes.
And we're like, the people need to see this. This is too good. So I'm just so proud of her for finally like owning it, opening up,
yeah.
and like being so cool about
well,
it.
Your daughter Miley's been so open about it. So I figured it was something you guys were open about in your family.
Okay, so the funny thing is Miley, she doesn't anymore at all. She's completely
yes.
sober. She doesn't smoke, she nothing. And I was so against it. Like, never in my life had I ever smoked until I was 42.
Wow.
Never in high school. Never, like, I don't drink. Like, I was very not okay with this. But I was on tour with Miley, and she had gone on. We were going from, like, Houston to New Orleans. And she had gone on, and I stayed behind to meet up with friends.
Yeah.
And on the way to New Orleans, our bus caught on fire. It was me and Noah.
Mm-hmm.
And within 3 minutes, it burned to the ground.
Oh, my God.
I mean, all of a sudden.
And in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. I had gone back to go to bed. All of a sudden, I heard this huge noise, which I thought could have been a gunshot. It was the tire blowing on the bus.
I would have freaked out.
So I ran up front, and the driver was like, you know, I'm trying to pull over. So he pulled over to the side and came very calmly back on and said, get all your belongings because the bus is on fire. And I panicked. Noah was little. I got her off, my dog. I was trying to get the manager up. He had earplugs in and was in bed asleep already.
O-M-G.
And I'm like, all of a sudden, we are on the side of the road and the entire bus is burning to the ground. And so, to say the least, I could not sleep after that on a bus.
Oh, my God.
Every time I'd try to sleep. So, somebody gave me an Ambien, which I hated.
Hated.
And that's actually how I started smoking, is Miley said, Mom, like, why are you putting a chemical in your body that makes you feel so bad the next day?
And you're like,
And I was like, And so it really did help me sleep, and that's why I started smoking.
So if you guys can't sleep, find Tish. She's got the Cyrus Kush. She's going to roll you a little something.
And there's ways to consume without smoking. And so anyway, big advocate.
Yeah. That's amazing. So your family, look, a lot of us say, do not work with family. It would not go well for us. But your family has proved it wrong, especially you two. How do you guys work together so well?
Well, we're the most level-headed in the family, for sure. So, when you talk about, like, a three Cyrus round table, like, there's not really a third Cyrus that's like, level-headed enough to do this.
Well, yeah, we'd all have to smoke.
Oh, yeah.
because then we're all like peace, love. If not, it would end in a fist fight for sure.
I think we had a television show, it was interior design based on Bravo a few years ago, and that was kind of our first like real like job together. And I think we both were a little nervous about it because we had never worked together before. But it went so well. We had so much fun doing that. And so coming off of that, we were like, okay, like what else can we do? Like that was so fun. Like where do we go from here? And that's where the idea from the podcast.
Oh, what's something you guys have learned about each other doing this podcast? Something that's came out and you were like, I didn't think I was going to tell my mom this, but here we go.
I don't know. I do feel like I talk a lot more about, like I get asked a lot about like relationship advice. Like my boyfriend lives in another country, and so we talk a lot about relationships. And I do feel like I get a lot deeper talking about my personal relationship, even with my mom, than I would normally. I don't know. It's just kind of given us a way to like get deep with each other.
And on Cyrus versus Cyrus, I think we both. I didn't realize how competitive I was. She was like, Mom, you're competitive. I was like, I know.
I love it. You know, it's always so funny when you see like a celebrity family, there's always that one chill sister who's like so normal and so grounding and so like calm. Like, how did that end up happening
with every other child
being so rambunctious?
She's like, I don't know, but I like this.
I love it. She was always like that. Like, all my kids hated school. And Brandy, not that she loved it, but it was just so easy for her. Like, she didn't have to study. She just, like, straight A's, like, college, the whole thing. And none of the other kids wanted any part of it. So she's always been probably the easiest for sure.
I do think, though, like, being the oldest of five, and five crazy, like, we're all crazy. Somebody's got to keep it together. I love my parents to death, but honestly, a lot of the time it's been me that's been the one keeping it together.
It's true.
And so I just kind of got forced into that role like really early, and I don't know, it works for me.
I wouldn't be able to listen to the radio if I were you, because like, you know, when you were first starting out, it was Achy Breaky Heart. Then came, you know, Party in the USA. Then it's like Noah's. I'm like, just turn the radio off. I hear my sister's voices enough.
And what? Shake It from Trace. She couldn't get away from it.
But truly, can you guys stick around a little bit? We got to go to break real quick, but I want to talk some more.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be right back, you guys. We're going to talk more about Hannah Montana, plus what you need to know if you want to date a Cyrus.
Oh.
How'd that sound, Dad?
Perfect.
It's not like me trying to be the character. It's just kind of who I am.
It's not a real pie. It's a foaming facial wash pie.
I think the best definition of the show that I've ever heard is art imitating life, imitating art. There's so many things that we use from mine and Miley's real life, you know, that it's ironic at times.
No danger of that, partner.
It was so fun. I had like a really good time just because it's fun getting to do this, because I couldn't, you know, like, I'd be so bored if I wasn't doing what I'm doing, because I've got so much energy all the time. I love being here working.
Can you believe it's been 15 years since the premiere of Hannah Montana? The show jump-started Miley's career. What was it like for your family during that time?
I cannot believe it's been 15 years.
Wow.
I mean, I really can. It's so hard for me to believe. Like, I literally didn't even think about it. I started seeing it on Twitter,
that
all these people talking about the 15 years. And it really hit me. Like, I got emotional yesterday about it. I literally was crying.
Do you miss it, or do you kind of wish, like, you could do it? Are you glad that chapter's over?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I think if I could go back and do it, I would make sure that I, like, soaked up every second, you know, because now that I look back, like, it's hard to even remember what all happened because we were so busy. And, gosh, Miley worked really every day. Like, even the weekends were supposed to be off. Like, she was promoting or doing a concert. And, like, it was the busiest time of my life. I couldn't even do that now.
Wow.
Like, I'm exhausted just thinking about everything we did.
That is so amazing.
Yeah, but it was, it was just so amazing.
I want to look back at a moment because I remember getting that Vanity Fair magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing that beautiful photo of your father and Miley, and she has the sheet, and it's like she's becoming this woman, and it's this beautiful piece about family and what it means to, you know, have her father with her by her side.
And all of a sudden, the media took that and turned it into something else. What was it like for you guys going through that with those two people?
You know what? For me, I've always, I think because Billy Ray's been in this business for so long, and you learn to kind of just blow those things off, because that day for us was so magical. Annie Leibovitz, like getting to work with Annie, and at the time Noah was probably only like 6 or 7 years old, and Annie, I have a picture of Noah in Annie's lap actually taking a few of the pictures, and my mom was also there, and it was such a beautiful moment. And so even at that time, I'm sure like it was frustrating to see what the media did, but for us, that was just such a an incredible day with my family. And so I had really, by that point, like the media had just been so crazy for our entire marriage and our lives that I really didn't let that faze me. And at the time, it's kind of like, it's so sad that people have to do things like that.
Yeah.
You know, and create, it's just so kind of gross.
Yeah.
That's the part of this business that's kind of awful, but gosh, that is such an amazing memory too.
Such an amazing
And I gotta
memory.
Say, congrats! You're about to be an aunt. You're about to be a grandma.
I can't believe it.
Are you guys? So
I'm gonna be a grandma. The due date, my son Brazen and his wife Stella, June 13th is the due date, and
nice.
So I'm really excited. I lost my mom in August of last year, and it was the hardest thing I've ever been through. And so they really made a big deal when they told me about that I was going to be a grandma. And I just felt like it was so special that it was just this gift for my mom.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, what are we going with? Are we going with grandma or grandpa as like the official?
Everybody calls me MT. So I tried to go for MT, and Brazen was like, no, everybody calls you that. Well, they're calling you grandma. And I'm like, okay, that's tough. let's try
you're
to
like,
get
we'll,
a
we'll talk about
we'll
it.
Talk
when
about
the
starts talking. We'll talk about that.
And how are you going to make sure that you're the coolest aunt, because there is some stiff competition in there.
There is, but I am the one that actually lives in Nashville, so I'm gonna get to spend the most time with the little guy.
Brazen says that he's gonna send their child to Brandy when they need boot camp, because she does not mess around.
Doesn't play around.
She does not play.
We all need an aunt like that.
Seriously.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. We love
awesome.
Having you.
So
you guys, the podcast is called Sorry We're Stoned. It's brought to you by Audio Up Media and can be found wherever you listen to podcasts.
I am coming on that podcast.
Oh, please.
All right.
No,
next, our surprise guest is here, and here is our last clue. His sexy abs.
I know who it is. Yeah, daddy.
Welcome back. Kelly Clarkson was not ready for Gwyneth Paltrow. Kelly was on the floor at her talk show after asking Gwyneth a simple question about music.
What are some songs you go to when you're down?
Wet ass.
Kelly is silly.
Gwyneth was also on the Anna Faris's Unqualified podcast, where she talked about love and what went wrong in her earlier relationships. Listen to this.
I feel like for a long time was choosing men and trying to work out with them that I had no business trying to do in a romantic relationship. It was work that I needed to do myself.
Yeah.
Good point.
Can anybody relate to that?
I can relate to trying to help men through their own issues and making it my issue when it wasn't. And for me, I just look back and I say, yo, go call your mama. It's the reason why you're like that is because she breastfed you until you were 29 years old. So you need to call Barbara and talk to her about that.
Yeah, I mean, Gwyneth also says that you can't really be in love with somebody else until you truly love yourself. And I think that there is a lot to be said for that. I think, though, the only issue I have with that statement, which I think is true, is to me, and maybe you guys are like this, maybe you're not, but I fell in and out of love with myself. You know what I mean? Like, there are times where I feel like really good about who I am, and then all this self-doubt comes from whether it's parenting, my relationship with my husband, my career somewhere, or just how I feel about myself physically. You know, all of those things play a part, and I'm I'm not someone who, I don't know how you just consistently can be in love with yourself nonstop for your whole life.
Yeah, but you know what? You can't say that you aren't in love with yourself.
Yeah.
Because you can love yourself, but not like yourself at times.
There you go.
So I think maybe you need to change the thought process of it. I think that you can find true love when you learn how to be alone. Because when you're okay with being alone, you're not going to rush and take something that's not yours. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, when you're okay with being alone, you can sit back and really wait for that person to come to you and let that love truly happen. Because well, when you're not okay with being alone, you keep on trying to get into something just to not be by yourself.
Well, I think we all got an opportunity this past year to fall in love with ourselves because we were all alone for a year. Well, a lot of us were alone.
Yeah.
So we had no choice but to look at ourselves.
Were you alone?
I was alone. You see, I made a change 30 pounds later. Honey, thank you, Debbie.
Because I checked that Fitbit because you were doing cardio at 1 a.m.
Sure was, you know? So, you know, I had to take a really strong look at myself and say, what do I need to change? And to be okay, because I always have a lot of people around me, so I was by myself. Well, I had that 10-year-old.
Yeah, that guy.
And Bolo.
All right, we'll be right back after this, you guys. Celebs dress to impress, but you know, sometimes they miss the mark or sometimes we just don't understand it. So we're going to get to a round of fashion or fail. Chrissy Teigen stepped out in this tulle puffy top from designer Molly Goddard's spring summer collection. Fashion or fail?
I'm here for it. Oh. I need something to help me, you know, hide that COVID-19 that I gained, and this is perfect for it. I'm here.
No, not yet. I don't like that Big Bird look.
Ooh, says.
Well, I'm sitting over here in this big old yellow outfit.
Looking like Chiquita Banana.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. I love it, Chrissy.
I love it, too. I think it's cool. I like that she put denim with it. Okay, Ellie Goulding wore a dramatic high-low dress for her performance on the Graham Norton show recently. Ugh. Not a big fan of high-low dresses, typically. This one I like for a performance. Not red carpet.
Performance only.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Fashion.
Yes.
Fashion for
fashion.
Performance.
That's it.
Specifically.
With three people, four people with you to carry the
ball. Yes.
Kylie Jenner loves a body-hugging outfit and dropped this monochromatic look on Instagram. This gave me like Jackie O vibes.
I just don't know where you're going in a pandemic wearing that.
Okay. I got vertigo.
Yeah. I'm like, you got the cameras running over here, girl. I'm going to go with fail.
Yeah.
Because it's the last season and we can say that now.
Yeah, that's okay. Hilarious.
All right, you guys. After the break, our surprise guest is here. Justin and Kim, you guys are in for a special treat when we come back. Welcome back. It is almost time for our surprise guest. But first, let's take a look at the last time we talked about him. And Justin
nearly
fell out of his chair.
I gotta see.
You all right, buddy?
Alex!
You all right?
I got a 10-year-old Alex. He got an 11-year-old. We can do this. Did you see that?
That
Alex.
Hula hoop? I have never seen a hula hoop like that during the day.
That's right. Joining us now is our favorite hot weatherman and the owner of these abs, Alex Beresford. Oh my gosh. So I heard we got your attention after naming you our man crush of the week. Did you like that honor we gave you?
Put it down.
You know what? It was a massive honor. You guys have made me so popular with probably more than half of my family that live in the States. Well, particularly the younger members. And my main reason for coming on today was really to check in on Justin because he was having heart palpitations. I was worried about him.
Oh my God.
Justin,
hold on.
Are you okay?
First
are you
of all,
okay?
I'm not okay. I'm shook. You look like that and you sound like Craig David. What am I going to do with myself?
Oh my God. Don't forget about me, Alex.
No, shut up.
Kim,
listen. I was listening to you guys during the break, and all I heard some conversation was about size of some boots, and I was like, you go, girl.
He could hear us?
He could hear you.
Oh,
he could hear you.
We are so happy to have you on. Alex, you called out Piers Morgan for his constant criticism of Meghan Markle, which ultimately led him to quitting Good Morning Britain. Let's take a look at that moment real quick.
And I understand that you've got a personal relationship with Meghan Markle, or had one, and she cut you off. She's entitled to cut you off if she wants to. Has she said anything about you since she cut you off? I don't think she has, but yet you continue to trash her.
OK, I'm done with this.
No, no, no.
Sorry, no. Sorry.
Do you know what? That's pathetic.
You can trash me, mate, but not my
own. No.
See you later.
I'm being...
Sorry, can't
this
do this.
This is absolutely diabolical behaviour.
Are you in shock that he could not handle the heat?
Oh, my God.
You know what? Dosh, wow, like, you know, I've not even actually watched any of that back, to be honest with you. You know what? We have to agree to disagree on this particular subject. And, you know, I wish him well. That's all I can say, really, is that I sincerely do wish him well.
Okay, so you haven't talked to him. Look at Alex. Hey, Alex. Okay, I'm sorry, Alex. Forget this. Let's talk about you and your fitness routine. How's that fitness routine going? Yes, Lord.
You know what? It's going okay. You know what? Lockdown has been quite tough, but I don't know how it's been for you guys over in the States, but we've been doing it, like, you know, for the best part of a year. And I think keeping fit is what keeps my mind healthy. And, you know, gives us hope for the future. I mean, we're about to kind of start coming out of lockdown. Like, from Monday, we can actually meet up with 6 people outside. So I'm looking forward to actually meeting up with some of my friends and, you know, doing some gym work.
Well, I'm sure you have a lot of new friends now that you've gone viral. What do your DMs look like? Because I am sure you got a few nasty ones for me.
Have you read Justin's yet?
Yeah, can you just go ahead and...
I'm a slide in the DM today.
You know what? You better, Kim. I read Justin's DM, and unfortunately, this is a live show during daytime, so I can't actually read out what he said. But
I'm so embarrassed.
Oh my God!
Listen, you saw Justin fall almost out of his chair when he saw your hula hooping video.
You
so.
Guys.
We brought a hula hoop. I was hoping that, Alex, you could give Justin some tips so he could hula hoop as well as you.
Just so you know, honey, I've been hula hooping since 1994.
Oh!
Okay, all right.
All right, coach him, Alex.
Okay, so what you need to do is... Okay, so you need to keep the core. Gotta keep the core strong, Justin.
You gotta keep the core strong. I need to engage the core more.
You can't be too loose.
Yes, sir. Sit down, Justin.
Wait, how do you do it?
Alex, do that again.
Can you explain that one more time?
Alex, one more time again.
Yes. Oh, see how he has his back tilt?
Wait, one more time, Alex.
You gotta get the lean in.
The lean and the fingers.
You need a lean.
The lean and the fingers.
There we go. That's better. Much better. Alex, we love you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Follow me, Alex.
Thank you for having me on.
Follow me, Alex.
Watch for more DMs.
I'm gonna get back.
Thank you, Alex. All right,
that was
you guys.
Amazing.
We'll see you all tomorrow. Have a good day.
Oh my God, you guys made my dreams come true.
Really awesome.